On Friday, the federal government promised an extra $65 million into the Australian space industry. $32 million of that will be co-invested in the development of up to three spaceports. In making this promise, Prime Minister Scott Morrison went on to make this astonishing claim.
We are an astronaut nation in getting Australians back into space as part of these initiatives. So very exciting.
Very exciting indeed. but then Stephen Marshall, who was the South Australia, or is the South Australian Premier, made this statement.
Not even the sky is the limit in creating and opening up opportunities for our children and our grandchildren.
Well, that statement, we are an astronaut nation and getting Australians back into space. Note that word back. Well, I'm afraid Mr. Morrison is a little over-enthusiastic on this issue. First up, we've had no Australian astronauts. Yes, Australian-born people have been into space. So what's the history of Australian government-backed astronauts in space? Well, Flight International, 1983, January the 8th, that issue said, quote, Australia has been offered the chance to fly an astronaut aboard Space Shuttle when it launches OSSAT 1 or 2 in 1985. Then, on October the 8th of that same year, Flight had this statement, a major customer can expect to pay just over $1.5 million to fly a man on a shuttle. About half a million of this goes on training, and the rest represents the cost of flying 450 kilograms of consumables typically needed to support the extra person. The article went on to say, apparently NASA has offered to pay for the flight of an Australian astronaut as part of the offset for OSSAT 1 and 2 flying aboard the shuttle. And that article in the Flight magazine was confirmed by a NASA release, number 83-204, on 1983, December the 30th. Well, as it happened, OSSAT 1 flew in August 27th of 1985 and OSSAT 2 on November the 27th of that same year. But there was no Australian astronaut aboard. For some reason, the Aussies said, no, not interested. That's what the Australian government said at the time. An Australian-born person did fly before the OSSAT satellites. This was Paul Scully Power, who was an Australian but became a United States citizen in 1982. And 2 years later, in 1984, October the 5th, STS-41G was launched. That was the 13th space shuttle with Paul Scully Power aboard. But he was not going for Australia. He was going as a US citizen. There. So he'd been doing, and he was doing their oceanographic research. Well, let's move on. 1985, October the 26th, Flight magazine says, and I quote, Australia's first shuttle payload specialist, set to fly in 1987, will be from the armed forces and not a civilian scientist as originally thought. Australia's payload specialist will work on space trials of the Endeavour ultraviolet photon detector developed by Mount Stromlo Observatory. So it looked like in 1986 or thereabouts we might get an Australian astronaut. But no, because on 1986, January the 28th, STS-51L, with the Space Shuttle Orbiter Challenger, exploded on liftoff. And as a result, NASA changed its astronaut rules. So, what about this statement again?
We are an astronaut nation in getting Australians back into space as part of these initiatives. So very exciting.
Sorry, Mr. Morrison, Australia is not an astronaut nation. Besides, what you promised was to investigate putting an Australian into space, not to actually do so. That would require a lot more money. And also to Stephen Marshall.
Not even the sky is the limit in creating and opening up opportunities for our children and our grandchildren.
Our children and grandchildren. Well, 1988 May, CASA Space Industry News said, because of the enormous cost involved, the Australian government would be unwilling to support an Australian cosmonaut unless the potential for concrete, identifiable scientific benefits from such a project could be demonstrated. On May the 3rd of 1988, The Age had this to say. The Soviet Union has officially offered an Australian astronaut a place on a Soviet space mission. The offer was made yesterday at a meeting between officials from the Department of Industry, Technology and Commerce, which incorporates the Australian Space Office, and the vice chairman of the Soviet Space Agency, Glavkosmos, by Vyacheslav Dukov. The Soviet agency would train the Australian to fly Soviet spacecraft. That quote from The Age. Also in May of 1988, CNC Space and Satellite News, an Australian publication, said that Senator John Button, Minister for Industry, Technology and Commerce, confirmed the invitation had been made. Well, Australia turned down that invitation as well. So, what about this statement by the South Australian Premier about getting young people involved in spaceflight? Well, here's the sad news. To date, the youngest person to fly to the space station, the International Space Station, for a female is 30 years of age. And for a male, the minimum age is 34. The median age, the average age, if you like, the median age for a female is 43 years old. And for a male, the median age is 46 years old. The youngest commander of the space station was Russian Sergei Volkov, who was aged 35 at the time. So I'm afraid that if you're a young Australian, unless the Australian Space Agency trumps up a fair bit of money and sets some precedent, you've got to wait a fair while before you end up going into space. Now, another point, speaking of the Australian Space Agency, if you want to phone the Australian Space Agency to express your interest in becoming an astronaut, then don't bother. This is what I heard when I telephoned on another matter. No, I wasn't applying to be an astronaut, but on another matter, I tried to phone the space agency on Monday. This Monday just gone.
you for contacting the Australian Space Agency. This inbox will be unmonitored for the period from the 25th of December through to the 3rd of January 2022. All inquiries will be responded to after this date. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Yes, and I did leave a message and, I didn't hear back. So perhaps when they've finished their Christmas holidays, they might answer their telephone.